And talks about that it was a simcha yisera, and explains exactly how it was a vegeshtel. And then he says, "V'heichais a simcha zu, hachaliel make, unagim bekinor benivolim umatzatayim b'chol echo v'echo b'kli shir sheyedei l'nagim bein." Ho echad bi echad, ho chayit shir shu yadel nagin bay. The Russian ho echad bi echad would suggest that every person in Klal Yisrael, if they knew how to play, played. And those the Rambam said that knew how to sing, mishia deva peh peh. So that everybody in Klal Yisrael, it would seem from halacha yud gimel, partook in this simcha directly by singing and playing. Then the Rambam said, "Nalach Yedalid mitzvah harbis with simcha zu v'loi hoyu oisin oisa ameha oretz v'chomisha yirtze." It wasn't the kol echad v'echad was not everyone in Klal Yisrael. Rather, elo gedolei chachmi Yisrael v'roshei hayeshivas v'hasanhedrin v'chassidim, v'azkenim, v'anshim aiseh. Heim, shoyu reitin, Rakdin, Mamsakdin, Mamnatnin, Mesamchen, the Migdash, Mimei, Chakasukas. Abo Kol Ha'om, for Anoshim, that didn't fit into that category, the Anoshim, Kulon Boyim, Lirois, Lishmaya. Their Simchas Beis Hasheva was to watch and to listen, but not to participate. The smallest group there, the bottom that the Rama mentions, what he calls the Anshei Maisa, the Rama mentions these Anshei Maisa in one other place in the entire Yad. And he says, in the end of Sriya Matana, that Tzadikim Gemurim Anshei Maisa never took any Hanoh from anyone else, and never accepted Matanas, I'll send Matanas Yechya. Even the Anshei Maisa were the Haven of Menshe. But people, the Chol Ha'om, who didn't fit into this category, came with Shmaya, Nirais with Shmaya. If you would ask Mechera Pashtei, a person who has a good voice, but he happens to be Panamaratzim, not in this category of people. He knows how to play a good instrument. And what would he have personally, Murhano, to participate by being one of the Nagnim and the Mesheirim? Or would he prefer to sit, listen, and watch? It's Pashit that they would prefer to be involved. Nevertheless, the way the Chazal shtel the Avek was, the Rambam tells us, that those people's job was that they were going to gain more out of listening and watching than they would out of playing the instruments themselves and singing themselves. What is the Hezbrat Varm for that? Why is that the Netzias? Ramchal tells us in Derech Hashem, when he talks about Chag HaSukkos, the Ramchal tells us that the Inyan HaSukkos Lolo V'Na'anani HaKavod is much more than just helping them to be making them for their physical things. Oid Haisa Teilada Gedoylo Meiledes Mehem B'Darki HaRuchnias Ukemesha Al Yidei HaLananim Ahem Hayinim Tzoyim Yisrael Mubdolim Levadoi V'Nesuim Min Ha'aretz. It uplifted Klal Yisrael to be in a more ruchnius digamatziv. Kain hoysen nimshech lehem betzias ha'ora ha'nimsheches oysom levad nivdala mikol ha'amim. That makes all yidden separate from goyim. Menasim u'neitman min ha'olam hazeh atzmai. El yayne mamish al kol goyi ha'aretz. Sukkah uplifts yidden b'miyuchid. That's why Goyim Umogli is mentioned in Shabbos. Sukkah is all about Lasid Lavoi because it's a piece of Ruchnius that is miyuchid. Lagim o Milo Yana Rielahem. Umischadish Dover Zeb Yisrael Bechaga Sukkah is Aideh HaSukkah. And this whole Ruchniusdik experience that Sukkah represents, being in the tail of the Eibishter, leaving the comforts of the home and going into the tail, Shem Shemayim Chal al HaChagiga Chal al HaSukkah, this Ruchnizik experience is miyuchid to the Inyan of Sukkot B'chlal. That's why Yalkut says that it says Smachtim three times by Sukkot and not once by Chag HaPesach. There's a mitzvah to Mesamech and Pesach too, but the Pasik Batons Medavke, the Simcha by Sukkot, because Sukkot is the Zman of Ruchnius that's brought out in Klal Yisroel. The Simcha that's brought out has to do with the Madrega of the people that are Mesameach. Vosmer Torah, a mensch learned. Vosmer Mitzvahs, a mensch took. What greater madregas a person reaches, that neshama has in it the kayach to be mesameach. And the nigunim and the shiras bring out that ruchni is the kikayach through those pu'ulas. So when the chachamim were keveya, that only those people that go into the category of the zkenim, the chachamim, the gedolim, the anshei maise, that are bali hochi, that have in themselves a high ruchnius level, those are the ones that, whether their voices are better or less, whether they're playing the kalim were better than the amaratzim or less, didn't make a difference. But the playing and the singing was there to be might see the ruchnius and the neshamas of those people. And memela, the chacham understood, the Rambam is teaching us, that if a person is an amaretz, where he doesn't fall into that category, doesn't have that inner kayach of his own level of ruchnius, he will gain more from listening, he will gain more from watching, than he will from playing. He may feel better about the fact that he's included in being one of the participants actively. He may feel better that if he can sing and he has a good voice, that he would want to do it. But in terms of the taiva for him, the benefit, the ruchnis that he'll get will be far superseded by the shmoya, the lirais, than it will be by his actual playing. Because the playing and the singing only accesses the level of ruchnius that the person is at. That is what this halacha teaches us clearly. So at this time of simcha, it is said over that on one of the nights of Sukkot, they used to bring in someone to sing for Eliashib. One person was playing, and the only person that was shaking his hands and moving around was Eliashib, and the whole oilam, full of Talmidei Chacham, were watching a person who for 90 years was Isaac and Torah, Basmada Rabba, and Grace and Madregis, that the oilam watching such a person can steig from seeing an Olam Gadol b'Mesameach. So there are two lessons that this halacha teaches us. One lesson is that for ourselves to know that the more ruchnius we put into ourselves and our lives in general, and the more keches we put in to become these anshei maaseh, to become these chassidim, to become this type of person, then we can then be zeicha through the simcha of simcha deshaiva, through the simcha sukkahs, to be maitzi, more kedusha to the belt. And the other thing it teaches us is that when we're blessed to live among Gedolei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, Muflagim, Tzadikim, hen that are in the yeshiva, hen that are in the shtot, Rabbanim and Yidden, Talmidei Chachamim and Anshei Maaseh, and the Rehoyim and the Yidden, that when you live among the Rehoyim and the Yidden, then watching them, seeing them, and understanding that what's really coming out from their simcha, not having to do with how good they are at dancing, not having to do with how good they are at singing, but has everything to do with the madregas that these Talmidei Chacham and Muflagim and each person, each Lefi Mahaloi has, that's something for all of us to aspire to and to learn from. Lishmaya Valira is to see from such people, to understand what that tuzu for us, and what gives us a goal that we should want to become, each person of his keiches, the anche maila that fit into this category, that we should all that we can be from the emes and the samchim and simchas Torah during the whole chag. By the more ruchnius we put into ourselves, then our tansin, and then our zingin, with the eyes bringing for the ganze olam, and create a matzav of ruchnius and to feel a schus to be among Tamil Chacham Mufloggim and Tzadikim, that we can learn from their maisim and watch how they act and see the oimik of the ruchnius that's being made, the simcha, that should be an oifen of avoda for all of us, and through that we can all shtag and continue to grow. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Good night.